Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Tell me the beginning of a miracle. You hear from Him. Now, is that the end of it? Does a miracle happen automatically because you hear from Him? There's two parts. See, we saw that in the passage in Mark 16. He that believes and will act on it. And then you lay hands on the sick. That's an action, right? And they want you, they're participant in it, and they'll recover. And you see these two parts again and again and again. He told them what to do, and they did it. And the miracle happened. He told them something else to do, they did it. And as they were doing it, a miracle was happening in the cup. Is that right? Yeah. Miracle was happening in the container. Amen. They didn't know it. Uh-huh. They couldn't. They didn't do it. How many of the guys dipping the water did not turn the water into wine?
That's right.
And that's the good news. You don't have to heal yourself. You don't have to solve all your financial problems. That's not your job. All you got to do is hear from Him and do what He tells you to do. And there'll be times when you won't see. Did they see what filling the water pot with water had to do with them getting more wine for the feast? They didn't see that. It takes faith. Just do what He said. In Acts 14, the Bible said, verse 3, long time abode they, Acts 14, 3, speaking boldly in the Lord. And He gave testimony to what? He testified to what? Now, not just to them as individuals and preachers. He gave testimony to what they were preaching because what they were preaching was His Word. He gave testimony to the word of His grace and granted what?
Signs
and wonders. Are these manifestations of power to be done by their hands? What is the Lord working with and confirming? His word. They're preaching what He told them to preach. And people are doing what they're preaching. And manifestations of power are occurring as a result. If you skip on down to verse 7, it says there they preached the good news about the good things, the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak. What's he hearing? The gospel. Is that right? You reckon it's anointed? What comes when you hear the anointed Word of God? Faith. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, Paul perceiving this man that was crippled, and perceived that he had faith to be healed. That he's about to get faith to be healed? No. He had faith to be healed, and yet he's sitting there crippled with faith to be healed. Why? We see what has happened. How did he get his faith? No, he didn't get his faith from praying and begging God for faith. He got his faith from hearing what Paul was preaching. But he's sitting there with faith in God and obviously faith in healing. Paul must have been preaching something about healing in what he called the gospel. Because the man got faith to be healed from hearing the gospel. I've had people actually try to take me to test. We don't preach all that healing stuff. We just preach the gospel. That's laughable. If you preach the same gospel Jesus talked about. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Hallelujah. For the blind to see. For the captive to be delivered. Is that right? He got faith to be healed from hearing Paul preach what was called the gospel. I don't think the gospel has changed. Do you? Yeah. Men may have left some stuff out and changed it up, but it hasn't changed. Yeah. He perceived that the man had faith to be healed. And yet, there's no healing. If you just stop right here, the man's not healed. There is no manifestation of power. What has to happen? What has to happen? You got dead faith that says it believes something, but it's all talk. And won't act on what it says it believes. And then you got living faith that acts on what it says it believes and does what the Lord says to do.
Amen.
That's when you come in contact with the miracle working power of God. He heard Paul speak, and he steadfastly beholding him, he perceived that he had faith to be healed. What needs to happen? You can't say the man doesn't have faith to be healed. He does have faith to be healed. And yet he's not healed. Friend, is it possible to have faith to be healed and not be healed?
Yes.
It is. What's got to happen? The faith has got to be released. And the power activated. The power's here. On another occasion in Luke, it says Jesus was in a place, you know, and he preached the word, and it says the power of the Lord was present to heal them. You remember that? And none of them's getting healed. Until somebody came and they tore off the roof and they let that man, still nobody's getting healed. They just got the roof tore up. When did the man get healed? Come on, help me out. When did the man get healed? You know they got some faith or they wouldn't have come to the house and climbed up on top of the house and tore off the roof. Come on, are you listening? And let the man down. They believe something or they would not have gone to this kind of trouble. And yet, he's not healed. He's not healed. Until what happened? Jesus looked at him and said, "Rise. Take up your bed and walk." Hallelujah. And what happened? Come on, what happened next? What he did it. He got up. Yeah, but he can't. Yeah, but he did.
Come on.
Yeah, but he can't. Yeah, but he did. On another occasion, similar situation. The Bible said there was a man in their midst that had a withered hand. And the scribes and Pharisees were looking to see if Jesus was going to heal him on the Sabbath day. They expected him to get healed. And they don't even believe in him. They're punching each other going, "Watch, watch. Jesus in the room, sick man in the room, somebody's going to get healed today. You watch and see." And yet they were his enemies. Because he had such a reputation for healing. And Jesus told the man, among other things, he said, "Come out here. Come out here. Stand right here in the middle." And he did. He said, "Now stretch out your hand." For years I thought that meant extend your arm. He didn't say extend your arm. What did he say? Yeah, but he can't. That's the part that's withered. Yet he told him, what if the man started crying and said, "I can't. I've tried 10,000 times. I can't make that." We wouldn't be reading about it.
That's right.
Oh, friends, when Jesus said, "Stretch forth your hand," he made every effort to stretch forth his hand, and this time it was different. Because when he got to the end of his ability to do it, he met a manifestation of the power of God. The power of God met him, but the power was not manifested until he reached the end of what he could do. Which is why many don't have miracles. They say they believe, they're willing to pray, they're willing to beg. But if the Lord says, "Do something," "I can't. I can't." And that cuts off the power, cuts off the miracle. This man's got faith. How many believed Paul preached a good message that day? Do you believe it was anointed? Do you believe it really was the gospel and it was anointed? And this man obviously got faith from hearing him. And yet, he's sitting there no better than he's ever been. What's got to happen? Help me out. What's got to happen next? There's got to be acting on the faith. And here's where some people have gotten this, but then they got messed up. You'll hear tragedy stories about people that threw away their medication and died. People that wouldn't get their children treatments that could have saved their life. Tragedies. And so people on Father say, see that stupid faith stuff. It wasn't faith. Because the question is, did the Lord tell him to throw away their medicine? And if they threw it away and died, it's obvious.
He didn't tell them
to do that.
Right.
If throwing away your medicine would heal you, it'd be easy. Pitch that bottle over the fence. Is that right? And voila, healing power would manifest. No, that's... But see, people get frustrated and irritated and they want to try to make something happen. So they do some kind of radical thing that God did not tell them to do and call it faith and fall flat on their face. You have to hear from Him. It's not just faith in anything. It's faith in what He said. It's not just acting. It's acting on what He said. It's not just doing an action. Any old action. No. It's only doing what He said. So here's this man. And this is not Jesus. It's Paul.
That's right.
And what happened next? Come on, read it. He perceived that he had faith to be healed. Faith is perceivable.
Amen.
And he said with a loud voice, stand upright on your feet.
Yeah.
He saw that man in the crowd. He goes, that guy's ready. He's ready. He has an impossible situation. He's born with defects in his body. Nothing can be done. And yet, there is something can be done. The power of God can do anything. Come on, do you believe it? The power of God.
Yes. Yes.
Get up! This man didn't decide to try to get up on his own. This is a word from the Lord. Is that right? This is a word from the Lord. It's like when He told Peter, come. When He said, if that's you on the water, bid me to come. When the Lord tells you to do something, you can do it. And when He's inviting you to reach out and meet the power of God. He's inviting you to have a manifestation of the power of God.
Amen.
Do you believe it, saints?
Yes.
It is not some unknowable mystery how to get a miracle. It is not some undiscoverable thing how to have more manifestations of the power of God. It is as simple as hear from Him and do it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hear from Him
yes.
and do it.
Yes.
And you will meet the power of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.